Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're unpacking an insightful work of fiction, The Servant by James Hunter. This book, comprised of 143 pages, is divided into seven enlightening chapters. The book revolves around John Daly, a businessman who is struggling to balance his work and personal life. Through a chance encounter with a wise and enigmatic man named Simeon, John embarks on a transformational journey to discover the true meaning of leadership and success. Simeon introduces John to the concept of servant leadership, which is based on the idea that great leaders prioritize serving and empowering others rather than seeking power and control. The story unfolds as John learns various principles of servant leadership, including the heart of a servant. True leadership begins with a genuine desire to serve others and meet their needs. The spirit of a servant. Developing qualities like humility, patience, and kindness are essential for effective leadership. The role of leadership. Leaders are responsible for creating a positive and productive work environment by setting a good example and inspiring their teams. The impact of leadership. Servant leaders influence the lives of those they lead, leaving a lasting legacy of positive change. Throughout the book, John applies these principles in his own life, both at work and at home, which leads to personal and professional growth. Let's take a quick look at the chapters of the book. Chapter 1, The Gift. In this chapter, the story begins with the protagonist, John Daly, feeling overwhelmed and stressed due to work and personal issues. He seeks the guidance of a retired business executive named Leonard, who introduces him to the concept of servant leadership. John learns that leadership is not about power and control but about serving others and meeting their needs. Chapter 2, The Choice. John Daly is encouraged to attend a week-long leadership retreat to learn more about servant leadership. He is initially skeptical but decides to give it a try. At the retreat, he meets other participants and begins to explore the idea that leadership is a choice and a conscious decision to serve others. Chapter 3, The Heart. During the retreat, John learns that effective leadership begins with a genuine concern for people. He discovers the importance of developing a heart of a servant, which means caring for the well-being of those he leads. This chapter emphasizes the emotional and relational aspects of leadership. Chapter 4, The Head. In this chapter, John learns that leadership also requires a clear and principled mindset. He realizes that to be an effective servant leader, he must develop a strong set of values and principles to guide his actions and decisions. Chapter 5, The Hands. Servant leadership is not just a mindset but also about taking practical actions to serve others. John learns that he must use his hands to serve, which means being proactive, taking responsibility, and helping others in their work. Chapter 6, The Habits. John discovers that effective leadership is built on consistent habits. He learns the importance of developing daily routines that reinforce his commitment to serving others. Habits help reinforce the principles of servant leadership in his life. Chapter 7, The Spirit. In the final chapter, John reflects on his journey and realizes that servant leadership is not just a set of techniques but a way of life. He understands that leadership with a servant's heart, head, and hands is a spiritual endeavor that brings fulfillment and purpose. Now, let's talk about the practical applications and actionable steps suggested in the book. Developing a servant's heart, the author suggests that a servant leader must have a genuine desire to serve others. This requires developing a servant's heart, which means putting the needs of others before your own. Listening actively. A servant leader must be an active listener. This means being fully present and engaged in conversations, asking questions, and seeking to understand the other person's perspective. Building trust. Trust is the foundation of any successful relationship, including those in the workplace. A servant leader must build trust by being honest, transparent, and consistent in their actions and words. Empowering others. A servant leader empowers others by giving them the tools, resources, and support they need to succeed. This means delegating tasks, providing feedback, and recognizing and rewarding good work. Leading by example. A servant leader leads by example, modeling the behaviors and attitudes they want to see in others. This means being accountable, taking responsibility for mistakes, and demonstrating humility and a willingness to learn. Overall, the book suggests that servant leadership is not just a philosophy, but a practical approach to leadership that can be applied in any setting. By putting the needs of others first, developing a servant's heart, and leading by example, anyone can become a servant leader and make a positive impact on those around them. To wrap up today's episode, here are some inspiring quotes from The Servant. The servant leader is servant first. It begins with the natural feeling that one wants to serve first. Then conscious choice brings one to aspire to lead. The leader is the person who has the ability to get others to do what they don't want to do, and like it. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Leadership is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in your charge. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. Be sure to grab a copy of The Servant by James C. Hunter and start your journey towards servant leadership. Remember, leadership isn't about being in charge, it's about taking care of those in your charge. Until next time, stay inspired, lead with purpose, and make a positive impact in the world.